Hello and welcome to this week's dating discussion. I'm T. Naomi, your dating coach specializing in life and relationship wholeness. This week we'll be discussing raising the level of awareness. Many of the things that take us by surprise in life are things we didn't give too much thought or attention to. Perhaps our focus and priorities were somewhere else. Sometimes it's a situation where we're overly anxious about the progression of the relationship and fail to observe those things that could be vital to future decisions. We live in a world where just about everything gives us anxiety. Work, school, kids, finances, health, the future, commuting, relationships, the weather, and a whole host of other things. These things are all real facts of life that have the power to grip our emotions and even paralyze us, preventing us from being productive. Why do we become anxious? We become anxious when we focus on our limitations and our overall inability to control situations. But should we place our emphasis on our limitations, or is it best to find out what it is we can control and begin to work on these areas? So let's look at some of the things we can control. We can control our decisions in general, such as our friends, our profession, where we live, who we marry. These things are a challenge in and of themselves. However, when these things are compounded with the unexpected, it can be overwhelming. Whether we're presented with a situation without warning or an opportunity for preparation, it creates a challenge. Whenever we're presented with a situation without warning or an opportunity for preparation, it creates a challenge. Perhaps the most stressful situation in life is an unexpected breakup. How do you prepare yourself for something as devastating as this? While I don't think you can eliminate the possibility of an unexpected breakup, I feel you can reduce the chances of being faced with one by becoming a better judge of character. There are certain qualities that a person of good character displays through his or her actions. You see, anyone can say they are honest, sincere, and loyal, but not everyone can demonstrate these characteristics. Let's face it, if these traits aren't a part of a person's DNA, they simply can't be defined by them. Anyone who's capable of dropping you like a hot potato without conversation or communication is not a person of good character, no matter the reason. If you were in a committed and exclusive relationship, you deserve an explanation. And what adds to the impact of an unexpected breakup is the extreme suddenness of the act. Thanks to technology, a person can simply block you if they no longer want to have anything to do with you. This is the quick and easy way for those who lack integrity. We've discussed in previous podcasts the importance of using the dating period as a time of investigation rather than just infatuation, and also putting an end to unconscious dating. Okay, I'm going to sum it up. There's a lot of good characteristics I can name one by one, but for now, I'll give you three things you should never date without: communication, consideration, and consistency. On my next podcast, we'll look at each of these more closely. In closing, I'll share two pieces of advice that I hope will help. Don't let the situation get the best of you. I know it's easier said than done, but try to remember who you were before this disappointment. Also, if you need help getting through whatever it is that's trying to grip your life, don't hesitate to find someone that can help you get through it. Okay, that's all for this week. Next week, we're going to break down the three C's of dating, which is communication, consideration, and consistency. In the meantime, I invite you to visit my website called thefivestarman.com to hear any podcast you may have missed and also get other helpful resources. Until next time, be encouraged.